We have other members here? Think you can address them directly?
Yes, if anybody would like to speak, please, from the committee, please come forward. We would appreciate it. Okay, Joseph, you want to make your motion?
Okay. I make a motion that we hold off on accepting the resignations of the people that are listed and also reduce the number of committee members for the time being down to 7.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes.
I'd like to make one comment, and it's really about the blessing that we have here at Currie Beach and the amount of passion that is felt at the desk as well as in the committees. And I would hope that when that passion boils up, people understand that it really isn't directed at an individual. Though it is very, it's a hard thing to say because it's very easy to feel that. But there's a lot of passion, and I appreciate all that passion that was on that committee, and I hope we can restore some of it. And the passion that was up here during that evening was interesting as well. And that same passion pours into things that we try to do for Currie Beach. So I'm just asking you as a plea, personally, please reconsider.
I agree.
Good.
Any other comments?
No.
Okay. Board of Adjustment. Community Center. Marketing Committee. Nancy, do you know if the Marketing Committee meets in December?
Don't think that they're meeting in December.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Actually, they're meeting November 29th. So that's going to kind of be their the last week. Kind of, they moved it one more week
okay.
down. So I think that they were considering that for November and December.
Okay. Parks and Recreation? Nothing from Mike?
No, they didn't meet. They don't have a quorum.
No, I mean, he was going to write up something.
Right, they didn't meet today, so I didn't receive anything.
Okay. Planning and Zoning. John's not here.
Wow.
And our non-town committee reports. Okay. Department head business. Administration.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. In your agenda packet, you have a memo from me. I'm suggesting and recommending an amendment to personnel policy, Article 5, conditions of employment, Section 5, employees' relatives, subsection D, regarding council liaison. That first sentence reads, should an immediate family member of an employee be elected to the town council, that commissioner shall not be assigned as the liaison to the department in which the immediate family member is employed. I'd like to amend that to remove shall not and replace it with may. So it would be, should an immediate family member of an employee be elected to town council, that commissioner may be assigned as a liaison to the department in which the immediate family member is employed. This will help give you more flexibility.
This will let you keep me as your public works commissioner.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Attorney, should I abstain from this one since it impacts me?
Technically.
Safe.
I'm just, well, yeah, that's what I would like to do because I think it's the right thing to do, but I want to make sure I can.
Well, now I just went through the ethics training.
Yes, so did I.
And supposedly there are only two reasons why you would recuse yourself. And otherwise, you're not allowed to recuse yourself.
Yeah, well, some
there's
people.
There's also could that what may appear
right.
may not agree with the rule
mm-hmm.
or agree with the rule. But the appearance carries more weight than.
Well, the other thing is, some people could say it's a good deal to be the public works commissioner. I'll be glad to let them fill it, but they could say that, and so then I could be getting something that I wanted. So I think it's the right thing to do. That's why I asked the attorney. It doesn't matter. You guys will outweigh me anyway, so Either way, I'm fine. But I request permission from council to abstain for the vote on the personnel policy change since it directly impacts me.
And that is something we learned in our ethics class that we really need to vote on that.
Okay. I move we let David abstain from this vote.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
I've got a question. Is this something that we all want, that we don't really need, that we feel we don't need anymore? Or is this something that we feel we're doing this because it's a benefit to the town?
I personally think we're doing it because it's a benefit to the town to have the most capable individual as the liaison to Public Works.
Well, the bar's not set very high.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was going to say, that's Jim.
Before we feel really big about that.
I know.
It's just a matter of that.
I didn't want to slow us down, so. Yeah. But.
Well, the town being as small as it is, the probability of this happening again is good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, really, we've got as long as we have.
Right.
But the reason that I asked the question is, if this is something that we totally want to wipe out, we can just wipe out language rather than change it.
Well, that's what she did. She changed it to May so council can then choose to do it or not.
Well, but like Section D.
I think you still need stuff in there to avoid the sense of whatever that word is where you hire family. What's that called?
Nepotism.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I did the research when we wrote the policy. I think nepotism needs to be addressed in our personnel policy. And I think it's addressed well. If council feels that the best of the five of us right now for Public Works is to maintain where Sonny and I are moving, then I think Nancy solved the problem the best way.
Because I was thinking that if we really would like to, whenever it's possible, stay with the way the language is now, I would suggest rather than putting in may, put in should.
You guys, I'm going to get a cup of coffee since I can abstain.
It really makes no difference.
I am listening.
Whatever the attorney recommends relative to may or should, I really don't care. I mean, I do care. That's the wrong way to put it.
Sure,
I mean, I do care.
Say it shall up.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't consider that should was be a definitive word.
Oh.
I took it to be an optional word.
The law. Should and should.
Should. That's kind of means like that.
I stand corrected by the attorney.
Yeah, OSHA
so
says should.
What would you recommend, Andy?
I would say could instead of should. I mean, should implies that they are required to be appointed to it.
Well, he's going to recommend Nancy anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm happy with May.
I'm happy with May.
I'm happy with May.
So May we vote.
Okay. What's your pleasure here, guys?
I make a motion we accept the action requested by staff to change the terminology of the current policy, second line of personnel policy, replacing the word shall not with the word may.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry.
You two aren't
watching
voted.
Jim.
I haven't had an opportunity to vote yet.
I said all those in favor.
Well, I think we've spoken if we're in favor.
Yes, I think we have.
Opposed?
Opposed?
No.
There.
All right.
So no, you're not opposed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
By God.
I'm just
this is America.
Wondering.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 3-1.
You know who
just things in the world.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Mayor, if I could just have just 2 or 3 real quick minutes to bring something to you that's not in your agenda packet. It's kind of a last minute thing, so I'm not asking for any action from you. I would like an idea of whether it's something you want me to pursue or not. The Clean Water Management Trust Fund grant cycle opens February. There's a lot more money in the grant fund than there has been in the past. There's $25 million. They're no longer doing water and sewer. They're infrastructure like they used to, but they do innovative stormwater projects. I spoke with the mayor about it briefly, and then speaking with Mike Burchell at NC State, who designed their infiltration systems, and the grant representative plus our public works director, Sonny Meeker. We, in those talks, the idea came out and actually came from Sonny that we might can look at some kind of holding tank feature in our southern area of our beaches where we don't have room in the dunes for the infiltration systems, but in the beach access parking areas. It would be similar to the infiltration, but it would more of a holding tank that would more slowly release the water. So I'd like to know if you're interested in me pursuing this, trying to do a collaborative effort. The grant rep is very encouraging about a collaborative effort with NC State and I think maybe DOT, who did the original outfalls, to see if there's a way that we can possibly even do away with the outfalls, if there's some other type of structure that we can do.
Definitely.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if Sonny's on board with it. And I guess his thoughts about the design is underneath the parking areas, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
May possibly end up losing a parking space or two.
Yep.
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, we were just having this conversation, and Mike Burchell had suggested a holding tank, and similar to what we have in the park, which is
right.
Also does the filtering. And it just made perfect sense. I had never thought about the beach access areas.
Well, thank you for going to the grant training and, you know, connecting that with some of the needs we have in town. I appreciate that.
Okay. And at our budget talks, you directed us to come back with the programs for the Oceanfront Park for next year before we set anything in stone. So our recreation manager is here to talk to you about that.
Could I ask you one quick question? I assume we'll have to pay some sort of engineering fee to put the grant together. This is not usually the kind of thing Diana Woolley does, but
I think we can look at a planning grant. The grant representative seemed to think that might be a possibility to study what we could do with some kind of innovative stormwater in that area. So the planning grant, we may not be able to get anything together by February. We may have to look at next year. But if we can approach it from that aspect, then that gives us time and the money. There's no match required, but it certainly helps your case if you're willing to match some of those funds. So at least the first year, we could do planning, but we have to be committed to whatever comes out of that study, moving forward with it and implementing.
That's great.
Okay, meanwhile, we do have some damaged outfalls, one in particular, severely damaged. I assume in order to keep our storm water going into the ocean, some of those will have to be repaired.
All of them will have to be repaired.
Yeah.
All 19.
Did you get any sense from FEMA the other day? If
I'll talk about that later, but
okay.
Right now it's
no.
It's not being considered.
Okay.
It may be, but not right now.
Okay. Nikki?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Nancy mentioned the retreat. Y'all wanted to put your eyes on these dates before we move forward with them. And I will add also that the Chamber of Commerce is getting ready to do their calendar for next year, so it would be like free marketing as well to get these out and ready soon. So you have the dates in your packet. This mirrors almost exactly what we did this summer with the Woody in the Park dates and then the other summer programs. So I just need to know if you guys want any changes to these dates or if we can move forward.
So the force on a Tuesday and you still have something Sunday the 2nd?
Correct.
Is that still the plan?
Mm-hmm. Just a smaller band, not like...
Yeah, I read in there that it said smaller band, but I mean... How was it this year? Did we have it on the 2nd or we missed?
It was the 3rd this year, actually.
It was on the 3rd. So the 4th was a Monday?
Correct, yeah.
Did that end up being a big problem? Do you remember, Mike?
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay. I mean, I'm always worried about that one and the Labor Day weekend's the same thing, right? Because it's already a mess for us, right? The parking guy left, but those are the two weekends that it's a mess anyway. And it's a mess down there, you know, from fire response. We go down there and just look around and it's like, I just want to go back home and not deal with anybody down there. So Other than that, I like the rest of your schedule. I like the every other week, I think, a lot better, too.
Yeah,
it lets people rest.
Into the off-season as well.
Yep.
Summer, it's really hot. And
so you guys got any thoughts on the 4th and Labor Day? Those are the only two that... All the rest of them are good from my standpoint. I don't know if you guys looked around.
Are we still getting the same level of participation, 150 to 250?
It varies depending on the band. The highest, I think, was recorded this summer, close to 1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
So the lowest 200
yep.
range. But
yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
When?
Okay.
Wow.
Good.
The other thing, I don't know if any of you guys have noticed the schedule for the coming year, but Miss Nikki up here is going to be working quite a bit since we have the fireworks on New Year's Eve. We have the Polar Plunge with Special Olympics, which I think is the first Saturday in February, first or second. We have Island Day. Next year, so she won't be taking vacation till 2018.
Cool.
But the 70th anniversary as well.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, and the 70th anniversary in April.
Can we scratch?
So,
and we have a lot of bookings for the community center in the park as well.
Yeah.
She's done a great job there too.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now's the time to ask for a raise.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate everything you're doing. Yeah.
I ask whatever you want.
Okay, any other questions?
Excellent job.
Yeah.
So we approve, do you need us to approve? I make a motion we approve the dates presented.
Second. We have a second.
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 All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Nice.
Finance?
Maybe before we talk about vehicle decal, just go over the FEMA update. There was a meeting yesterday. I wanted to hand out to was what I gave them. First, it's a summary of where we stand at this point, and I'll explain what this means. But
thank you. Thanks, sir.
Wow.
So yesterday, the meeting actually was just for New Hamburg County, so it was all the municipalities plus the Cape Fear public utilities and the hospital, school district, that type of thing. And it was really, the purpose was to see if there was enough permanent damage work, is what it's called. So what that means is with that schedule that I handed out, if it's anything in the category, the letters go across the top, so category C through G. So it's really, we're not sure yet if there's going to be enough in New Hanover County to get us in the position that we'll be able to get any type of reimbursement for this. And unfortunately, as you see, that's where the largest dollar amounts for us, in particular the stormwater outfall that we were talking about before. Somebody's estimate was $93,000 to fix those. So that's unknown. The good part is, if we have any, is the category A and B, which is part of the federal disaster declaration right now. So we're in a good position. I gave them this yesterday. Today, now I received what I really have to fill out, which is the Excel workbook with 15 different tabs with all the details. So I'll start working through that and filling that out, hopefully get that to them before Thanksgiving. We're kind of leading the way in New Hanover County. Everybody else is still putting their information together. So if we can get ours in there, the sooner the better. It would get us at the top of the list for getting our money. So the way it stands right now, if they approve what's in that category A and B, we'd end up with, we get 75% of the amount. So
right.
It would be about $51,800
approximately. So about a third of our total cost.
So whether they approve everything, you know, it's a different story, but
right.
We'll submit everything. And like I said, the goal is to have it into them, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Nice job. And tell the other department has a nice job keeping track of it all.
Yeah, everybody, I will say, I mean, we talked about it early, and I think it really helped, and everybody did an excellent job of giving information that we could quickly put together and get all this into FEMA, so.
Good.
So does anybody have any questions on anything related to that? I'll keep you updated as anything develops with us. So.
Awesome job.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about was vehicle decals, everybody's favorite topic. I guess in the past, not to give a lot, I'll just give a little bit of a summary, but in the past that decal actually served as the indication that you paid your $5 motor vehicle tax if your vehicle was registered in Deer Beach. We changed that whole process so that starting July 1st, it's actually billed as part of your car registration. Mm-hmm. It guarantees 100% collection since your registration can't be renewed unless you actually pay the $5 tax. It also means that now that decal has nothing to do with the tax.
Right.
So as we looked at it a little closer and after, you know, some of the things that transpired with Hurricane Matthew with selling decals, thought that maybe what we should do is starting the beginning of the year, we have the $5 tax as part of the registration of your vehicle, but to have what we'll call like we can call it whatever we want, but I labeled it a re-entry decal. Mm-hmm. The sole purpose being to aid in getting back onto the island if you had to evacuate because of some type of a natural disaster. Totally optional if anybody wants to purchase it. Still highly encouraged because it would expedite the process. So that the proposal is that, you know, starting January 1st, we would still continue to sell the decals at $5 if purchased between January 1st and March 31st. If purchased after March 31st, the price would go up to $15, which is what we had been doing in regard to the residents of the town if they didn't purchase it because, you know, it's kind of like a late payment penalty, I guess, on the tax. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of like a late payment penalty on the actual purchase of the decal, and also we're trying to get the sales of the decals into the time period when there's not a bankruptcy of the store. And this, so the $15 price after March 31st would apply to anyone, whether it be a resident or a non-resident property owner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle decal that's going through the county now on our registration.
Will we
receive a decal for that?
No, that's why I said you got to separate the two things. So
okay,
the one
so
is
we don't have to worry about putting one on motorcycles or boats or golf carts.
No.
That's going to automatically be collected. And we really don't need the decal to represent the motor vehicle tax anymore. So keep the two things totally separate.
So we won't end up with two decals, we'll just have one. And you don't have to get one for every single vehicle you have, just the one that you might leave the island.
Exactly, because you're already going to be paying the $5 motor vehicle tax.
So we're kind of double dipping.
No, they're kind of separated into two things.
The motor vehicle tax only hits residents.
Only gets residents.
Yeah, so like the 66 people with rental properties and the... I don't know how many other people who have properties that don't rent them. Since that's not their primary address, they're not paying that.
Correct.
But this, the proposal you're making would capture it like it used to voluntarily.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's really the same.
It's the same. I mean, if you want to look at it anyway, yes, a resident actually would pay an additional amount because they're paying the $5 tax and also encouraged by the re-entry detail. Again, not required.
Are we saying that a car without a decal will not be allowed entry?
Then they would just have to provide additional proof of residency, just the way it is now.
So one, I'm supportive of what Arlen's doing. I think as council, we have to wait until Carolina Beach decides what they're doing with these potential IDs and then figure out. So we're going to be talking about that.
They've already made up their mind.
They
yeah, no, but they've made up their mind, but if you talk to them, it doesn't make 100% sense. at least from when I talked to him. So I think in the January meeting, we're going to talk about reentry. I think we leave this on. My recommendation to council is we leave this on the fee schedule right now, and at the January meeting, we talk about it before we start selling, because fortunately, no one comes the 1st of January.
Well, no, believe it or not, they actually start coming the last week of December. So that's why I have it on here for now.
Okay. Well, I'm just concerned when Carolina Beach fully fleshes, and I've asked a couple of times, and now I'm going to have to ask more before I can recommend to council what we do about this issue, because having two separate plans is going to be a mess at the bridge if we ever have it. You know, and I kind of expressed to them that, you know, you guys changed this, but you didn't mention it to us. I read it in the Island Gazette. That's not really a good way to change how you're going to change the reentry plan for the island.
Hard for me to imagine how that process can be less expensive than what we're doing right now.
I'm with you. I think our plan, it works. We just got to make sure that the bridge isn't a mess.
Right.
I think in the end, my recommendation, unless they change my mind the next time we talk, is we do it exactly like we're doing it. We're going to have a separate person. They're going to have to split the lines, because these little ID things, they don't realize it's going to, I think, be a mess. But whatever. That's them, not us. And I think the decals is the right way for Curie Beach to go, but we got to make sure that we coordinate with them. That's the issue, right?
I agree with you on that point.
Yeah.
But I do have this. I'm a little bothered by the extra $5, because now everybody who lives here is paying $5 for every boat license, every car license, not just one. If they have four cars, it's four.
Yeah.
If they have a motorcycle, it's five. And now we also want them to spend another $5 to get that sticker. I don't know why we can't just show up and say, here's my registration. I paid my $5.
You
give
can.
Me a sticker.
We could. We could.
You can.
We could mail them out.
That's
one to every homeowner if you wanted.
A car without one of these presents other information.
No, I thought the request was is that we would buy one on top of paying
$5 tax.
Yes.
Yes. If you want to facilitate getting
it's
in.
It's not mandatory.
But that won't stop you from getting in. It's not mandatory now. That's the issue.
See, before it was kind of mandatory for a rent, even though
we couldn't enforce
our collection rate was, it
right.
was terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because most people
waited. That's why Matthew, we had people up here until the doors closed almost.
Yeah, so this actual plan that was put together really works well, and it does make people who live here pay for every license they have.
Right.
I just have a hard time asking them to pay now for the sticker if they're paying maybe for four vehicles, or at least come in and buy one sticker.
The non-residents like the decal because they don't have a driver's license. It gives Curie Beach as their home town.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
But so what are we going to do with this?
I mean, if Carolina Beach uses those IDs, they're going to be potentially make, that's why how the bridge works, it kind of cobbles it up a little bit, because then people, why buy a decal? I'll just show my license, which has an address on it. And so that's why Jim asked, do you have to buy one or not? You don't have to. It's just to help out.
Only if you want to go in the express line on return.
Right, exactly right. Which there may not be according to how it works anyway. So,
well, do you want to delay this till the December meeting or January?
No, I'm fine with what he proposes. The issue is what we recommend citizens do. And I think we'll talk about it at the December meeting. I don't know enough for us to put something out, right? And I think, you know, if we give Arlen something in December, here's the council's position, it's not mandatory, then people could decide, maybe those early birds, I'm going to wait until it fleshes out.
What's the cost that we normally incur for the stickers each year?
Minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably 20 cents a piece or something, maybe. If you do the staff cost of writing, because you guys record which person's got which one, right?
Right.
By number?
I mean, there's all the costs.
It's probably $1.
There's the administrative cost behind it.
But you're going to be bringing a lot more tax dollars with the way it's being played.
Well, it's still not that much money.
Yeah.
$10,000, maybe. Okay, maybe $20,000 at $5.
It was like
there's that many cars
around.
Four.
I think the estimate that I came up with when we did this during the budget process was for the tax is probably about $9,500.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said $10,000 the first time. I thought you were saying it was too low.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the sale of decals.
No, I was talking about.
And now, if we make this change with the decals, maybe it'll add maximum $7,000.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, so
if we hold off till December, do y'all have time to get them for the early birds in January?
Let me ask you a question first.
Order we're already working through right now, it has to be submitted by I'm actually not going to be here at the December meeting. That's one reason I brought it up now.
That's fine.
Let me ask you something, Marlon. Now, this is a speculation on your part, but the decal you're talking about now is not a tax, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you believe that most people try to get it in December so they can take it off their taxes as having paid a tax? No, I mean our old one.
So that wasn't tax deductible either.
That's not considered a town tax?
It's a flat tax. It's the only taxes that are deductible are the ones that are based on value. So that was never a deductible tax.
Don't tell my accountant that.
You take off five. Never mind.
I'm going to text him right now.
I don't see any reason why people would want to buy it in January. I mean, in December, and wait till January.
Every year it's that way. As soon as we get past Christmas, they'll want to come in and they start to ask about, can I get my decal for next year?
I bet it's the same 10 people.
Well, why don't you find out? Why don't you find out what we can negotiate with Carolina Beach and let us know next month?
I will. I'll work on that.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll have an answer, but I'll work with it.
Otherwise, thank you.
So at this point,
he wants to know what to do. So
can we approve the concept? And
yeah, I make a motion we approve it as presented, and then we rediscuss it in December.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I guess I don't then want to change it, because if we start to, it depends what you're going to consider, I guess, at a later date in a way, because we don't want to start to charge people for these and then say, you know what, never mind.
I'm 80% we won't change it, unless Carolina Beach says something crazy that I don't know right now, but 80% that we won't change.
From what I understand, they definitely adopted the, and they give two cards per household, I believe.
Right.
And they have a period of time where it's free, and then after that, they have a graduated scale that keeps going.
They have the rates.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
As a citizen, I would say this is an additional tax. If you want to charge $5 more, you have just increased, doubled the price of an automobile tax.
But it's not mandatory.
It's not required. You can show your driver's license instead.
Well, I mean, it's like when we had the little Kerry Beach plates in the front. You didn't have to buy them. You bought them if you wanted.
Right.
It's strictly voluntary. And you've got your driver's license to get in with.
So that's the change for what I was talking about, Eric. You don't have to buy it. You can get on the island without the sticker.
And the only other thing would be people who own the property here but don't live here, they can bring a copy of their deed to show that they really own property here.
Hopefully they have it handy in their mind.
Or water bill.
Or water bill, yeah.
And the thought being that we consider it a re-entry decal against the age.
That's right.
And re-entry. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hope we don't ever have to use them.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope not, but I don't think so.
So we had a vote, right? 4-1?
Yes, we did.
So did you all have a vote?
Yeah, 4-1.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
A vote? Okay.
It was 4-1.
Joe's not.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, Joe went no.
So at this point, we're going to go ahead and charge the vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Building inspections. Fire department. Now we have a letter here from the chief.
Yeah.
You want to tell us?
A couple months ago, we were inspected by the state. They were going around inspecting all the fire departments in our area. checking paperwork and the equipment that's on the vehicles and everything, just to make sure that all of the fire departments were maintaining minimum state standards. And this letter is, took enough time to get here, but is basically telling us that we successfully completed minimum basic standards. And appreciating the effort that the town put in to cooperate and everything. But I would point out, those of you, some of you may have seen on the news media, that we've got five departments that are within a 3 or 4 county area that are on a year's probation because they didn't maintain minimum standards. And almost every one of them, it was manpower allocations that messed them up. And we went through with flying colors because of the system that we employed with the full-time and the part-time, and it's just shows that it's still working. So the guys have been doing a good job.
Thank you. Police Department. You and Mike doing this together?
Unless we do it now, then you can go home.
That's probably me.
Well, then go to the back of your folders for review of the parking ordinance.
Ah, okay. New business, right? Yep, got it.
One of the questions that's come up periodically is just where can we park and where can't we park. When the police chief and I took this on, it wasn't anything about pay parking, it wasn't anything about spaces or new spaces or whatever. It was basically the generic, where can you park and where can't you park. One of the problems that we had with the language that we had, that we have up till this time, is that with a state road, if the town declares that there's no parking on a state road, like 421, the state will placard that road at their expense, well, which is our expense, with no parking signs. But they sent a letter to the police department stating that because of the language, the way our language was written, they were unable to do this. So this language change has taken care of that one thing. And the other thing is, when we handed it to Andy to look at the wording and everything, it just clarifies a little clearer what a marked parking space is. And it cleared through Andy, it cleared through the police department, and as the liaison, I'm presenting it to you guys. So it's nothing more than the changing of what a space is.
Right. So just one question. So the only, I want to make sure I understand exactly where it applies, right? So the way I read it, it applies on Atlantic Avenue, because there's marked spaces, on K Avenue, and on 421.
Yes.
But nowhere else in town.
Designated parking only, in designated spaces.
Right. What about on 7th Street by the park? Would it apply on both sides of 7th Street?
That's not on the street.
They are marked.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not on the street. I just want to make sure I understand, right? But. The only places it would apply would be K Avenue, 421, and Atlantic Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. There's the beach accesses,
yep,
the dividing
line.
They're
all off street.
They're all off street.
Okay.
What about neighborhoods?
There are some on 3rd, too, I believe, that are marked.
3rd Street.
Yes. There are. Right in front of
Community
Center.
So then how far down the block? Because that's what I'm concerned about, right?
Just where they're marked.
Well, Mike, could I ask a question that kind of ties in to all of this? We were talking the other day about giving tickets to people who park on Curie Beach Village Way. Mm-hmm. Now, are they parking on the street? Do they have two wheels over on the grass? Are they parking totally on the grass in somebody's yard?
No.
Or when do you give them a ticket?
Most of them are in the street, yes.
Okay, does that apply everywhere in Curie Beach? Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's north, south, development?
Anywhere they're on the street or not in a designated space.
So just to clarify on that, like on 4th Street, somebody just stops in front of one particular house and just leaves their vehicle on the side, all four wheels on the road. That's a violation.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. So back to this 3rd Street question then, because that's why I want to make sure I understand it before I vote on it, right? So on 3rd Street by the community center, there is marked designated parking, right?
Yes.
But only on that one block. That's the only place on 3rd Street where it is there, right? Mm-hmm. So if they're parked north or south of that one block, is that the same street or not? They still have to park off the road. Okay, I'm fine. You answered the question. Sorry.
Basically, we define a designated space because apparently there was some confusion about what a designated space is.
Okay,
was.
Good enough. Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay.
Add some more language.
Good. I'm good now, ma'am.
So you're in a space or you're
off the street.
Off the street.
Off the wheels, off the street.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a good way to control parking.
Yeah.
So if someone parks in front of the dunes, but on the grass, is that's legal? That's okay?
In front of ocean dunes?
Ocean dunes.
Yeah.
As long as they are not on the street, and especially not in the bike lane.
Mm-hmm. All this does was designated parking space, and you cannot park on the road.
Okay.
Right.
Anywhere in the city limits.
Right.
That is not designated.
Okay.
In front of ocean dunes, yes, they've been parking there for years.
Right. But when DOT puts the no parking signs, are they going to put them all down there? Because that's what Ocean Dunes wants. That's sort of how this sort of came about a little bit. Maybe not a whole bunch, but a little bit.
Based on the language, we assumed that would be up to DOT is where they place them and how many.
Okay.
And frankly, I think they told us, if I remember correctly, with Tony's presentation, that we would have to ask them.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to notify them of the change in our language that makes it acceptable to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's what this does.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now the question is, when we ask, are we going to ask them to put no parking all the way down Ocean Dunes, which is what Ocean Dunes wants, but not the people across the street, because that's where everyone will end up, right? So that's the issue.
Well,
that's
but
why
at the same time when that came up, it was pointed out to me by several people on the north end. Whether it's Curie Beach Village or Curie Estates or what's that other one over there in the Hanby Beach area, that if we don't allow parking there in front of Ocean Dunes, then they don't want us to allow parking all the way down Fort Fisher Boulevard. I noticed today you have grass in front of your house.
Well,
do people park? They are on the grass.
No, they usually respect the grass, but I would tell you that if we want the town to look beautiful, the north part of the town, as well as the south part of the town has sidewalks, north part of the town does not.
Right.
On 421, if you want all those rutted and dead grass in front of all the houses, then I guess we would allow people to park there. If we wanted to stay beautiful and hold on to the ambiance of the town, I would say that we should limit the parking in those areas.
For
not necessarily for me personally, but I mean, just the whole town looks good.
So you're saying again, all of 421 except where we
have
designated parking.
That's what my neighbors would expect me to say. Absolutely. Yes.
So you want no parking signs all the way down the main part of town?
Yeah.
That's not attractive either.
Right, I know. Well, so how much does that happen at North Park? I know, I mean, I go up there a little bit, but because people come out and run them off their property, right?
No,
because they sort of think it's their property, including the visitors. So there's not a lot of off-road parking by visitors. People in the houses, right?
Only where there's empty lots is pretty much where they pull onto the right-of-way. That's about the only place. Otherwise, they're respectful of the grass. You know,
empty lots, now people put... Haven't they put ropes
up? Well, they put rope, but there's still enough room to park in front of the rope, and there's the town property there on the corner
right.
to carry each village way
yeah,
there, where
I
you see
John
parking.
John has been making sure that the rope line or whatever it is
is on the property line.
Goes on the property line,
yeah, yeah.
not street side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see that in front of my place, right where the our lines end, where our fences are.
Right.
When you drive down, you see the fences set back. Mm-hmm. Those are the end of the property lines. In front of that is the right of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And the rope lines.
I'm right. in favor of this. I'm just interested in what we need to give the police department direction on.
Well, a sign is what? Can you put signs at every entrance and exit to the town coming in?
Yeah.
Instead of having them.
Instead of having them every 50 feet or whatever. Right. That's the issue, right?
If you do that.
Yeah.
This was just to clarify that we had
yeah, no,
confusion
I'm good.
About.
I'm good with it. We got off a little bit, but I think it's a great solution. I'm glad the attorneys like it. Make a motion to approve as presented for this.
I second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nice job, Chief. And Mr.
Yeah,
Dibby.
Thank you.
Well, I have no idea.
Old business.
Emergency operations plan.
Yep. So in your packet is Annex B Appendix 6. I presented to council last month and am requesting approval tonight. I didn't get any recommended changes. Basically, this was brought about because of the significant rain event, which resulted in stormwater slash sewage overflow into the beach, and we didn't barricade it as well as we would have liked to. We reported to the state properly, so we did all the things we needed to, and Public Works worked on stopping the problem due to the failure of the lift station. We've since built a bypass that allows us to get around this problem, and it worked very well during Matthew, so we tested it, although I don't think Matthew was as much rain as what happened. But this just lays out the emergency operations plan, adds it to us, and delineates that Public Works is the responsible authority and delineates the responsibility from other departments to support Public Works in barricading and informing the public if we have a large event again. So I make a motion we pass unless someone's got discussion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Who's presenting our ordinance on hens? Is that
it's basically
you, Joseph?
Just revisiting.
Just revisiting it, if there's any issues. They're
okay.
also working on restrictions for other barnyard animals, exotic animals, whatever. But they're going to address that at the next meeting. So nothing's changed. It's still the
okay.
same policy.
Okay.
And we already
we did not have
it, right?
a meeting last time because we didn't have a forum.
Right.
So.
We already passed it, right? Or no? Did we pass it last time?
No, you all wanted to move it to this month to give everybody out there an opportunity to see
right.
it on the agenda.
Did you get any feedback from town hall? Anybody?
No, nobody signed up here to speak tonight.
Cool.
So.
Everybody loves what you can say.
I make a motion to pass it as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Cool. Roosters is banned again in the book.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. My granddad's happy for it. He's smiling down there.
Okay, approval of 5 parking spaces.
I suggest we go out and look at those parking spaces, Madam Mayor, and maybe we can come back with...
The other part of it, too, was and he ran off.
Right.
As the police chief was requesting a meeting with the committee to explain to them why he feels the way that he does regarding some of the spaces.
Ms. Lett?
And I would like to suggest that if they can't meet because of the quorum, the chief can still invite members, maybe even to meet at the police department just for informational purposes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So
can we have advertised for new committee members for SLAP yet?
We
didn't accept the resignation.
Oh, yeah, you want to wait until you.
Mm-hmm.
I have it ready to go.
Yeah.
I have one person ready to
on
apply.
Bulletin board.
So.
Well, I can. I mean,
Yeah.
They can always
apply. If they're short right now, they can apply. Well, yeah, they can always until we accept the resignations, they're not really short. Right.
Go ahead and get it on.
Actually, there's an alternate position, but
well,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your preference here?
Well, I don't want DOT to remark them until the police chief and SLAP all agree. So yeah. Is DOT standing by to remark them, or they're waiting for us?
DOT says it's strictly up to us.
Well, then I say we hold this until we yeah. it settles out, right?
And we look at the spaces because yeah. My understanding is that they're not the same spaces that were originally proposed. So if that's, we do need to look at them. And if the chief looked at them and had concerns, that trumps a lot of stuff.
Right.
So, okay.
Okay.
May I had a memo in the packet.
Yep.
Referencing that.
Okay.
Yeah, the issue, just to make sure we understand the issue. So in January, we said we approved 1, 2, 3, 4 of these spaces. All those four are the ones the police chief's telling us not to do. And then two other spaces we took no action on. So because DOT's holding, we can hold, I think, right now, but we need to clean all this up in January or February after we SLAP settles out.
Yep.
And so I think hold is the right way to do right now, but we got to keep this one on until we kill it, right? Because we've got an action at our January meeting where we approved three of them. So we got to go back and undo that.
Well, we also... Mm-hmm. It gets a little complicated. I think we approved 6, but 2 of those really don't exist. 2 of them, the chief has said, please don't. These are extreme safety hazards, and one of the things he expressed to me that I think we need to seriously consider is that since he is our safety officer, and if there were an accident there, he could be held responsible as well as the town because he theoretically allowed them to go forth without really, you know, putting down his foot. There are a couple of them at the October meeting that were not in the January meeting, and then there
no, I
some
understand.
That were
I'm
in
saying
both.
We should, yeah, I agree with you.
I'll write all that information down, and if you guys would, you know, just ride by and take a look at them.
Good.
Well, I'd start with a memo that Nancy's got in her packet.
Yeah.
If you need to change it, let me know, but cool. Okay.
Yeah, just like as far as the SLAP committee goes, we really defer to the police chief on this issue. It's not an issue for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The committee was simply trying to get the DOT to do what we thought the town had already been.
Right.
So
we appreciate
it. If the police chief decides that they should all be eliminated or one or two are okay, SLAP committee is fine with that.
Well, what he kind of came to each one of us individually and asked was that he would like to have an opportunity to sit down with you and some of your other members and just have a conversation about it and let him talk with you. And if you could maybe get in contact with him and see if you can arrange that.
I think Jim's already reached
that was his request.
Yeah, he said he'd meet with you anytime.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll contact him so we can arrange.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. We've already done the parking ordinances, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Jim? Okay. Survey. Now this is a survey put together by Susan Sinclair. She's not just one of our residents, she's a professor at UNCW, and she does a lot of surveys as part of her job. She proposed that this be done through the monkey survey process,
mm-hmm.
Which she would put together, and it would not cost the town anything, but it would help us to compile everything. It wouldn't be labor intensive for our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, I wanted you to see it, especially at your request earlier in the year. And if there's anyone you have a question about, or if there is something you would like to see added that may not be on here, even if you'd like to take it home and look at it and send us any comments.
Well, I got a copy when she sent one of her emails.
Yeah.
I have no problems with it.
I don't have any problems with it either. I mean, I think it's a pretty good document based on the science that she understands. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, there's a spot for people to express their opinion if they don't like what the questions are. So.
True.
So I have two questions, not about the survey. The questions are pretty good. So is her plan to use our email distribution list to send out, which will get one level of people, or to send out the website and put it on our website to do a web view? So there's a couple of ways to do SurveyMonkey, right? So one is you upload a list of email addresses, and each email address can do one survey. So you prevent repetitives. Another way is you just give them the website to go to, and you can set that up either where an individual computer has its own ID so that you can only do one survey from each computer, right? Or you can say, okay, you can go on and
answer it as many times as you want.
Yeah, take the survey 20 times. And I'm more interested in the method than in the survey. Looks good, so I'm good with the survey. I'm a little interested in her method because I would like to know, are we getting unique IDs or can someone go in and play the survey card, right? So if I can answer it 50 times, I don't feel good about that, huh?
What did she
create 20 email addresses?
Well, yeah, you could do that too. That's right, exactly. So
what did she discuss with you, Nancy, when she came in?
They talked about SurveyMonkey, but I don't know any of the details in terms about whether you have a unique ID or not. They discussed several different things, and we have a survey function on our website.
Right.
But that people would have to come to the website and take it. You know, we'd have to set out a notice. So
which
I'm not
means
sure what the final decision
does
is.
That might make it more available to people who own property here but don't live here, but does it also make it available to anybody who lives anywhere in the world and has never even been to Cary Beach?
Yeah, see, that's kind of the issue for me, right? Is I like surveys, but there's a lot of ways and there's a lot of smart people in the world on how to mess with surveys. I think the recent presidential election is a highlight of that whole issue. And so I just want to know how much should I trust the data when I get it, right? And so for me, I would like her to communicate to council how she's going to make sure the surveys are statistically valid for our sample. And if you tell that to a professor and they don't understand it, they shouldn't be doing surveys, mm-hmm. right? And so I'll be glad to talk to her because I do a lot of SurveyMonkey stuff with Corning because we have international people. I can log on and I'll be glad to show council exactly what I'm talking about, why I'm a little concerned about it, because I know with SurveyMonkey, there's a couple of different ways to do it. And so I'm just interested in her understanding of that and how she's going to make sure that someone can't sit out there drinking beer and do 50 surveys and sway the data.
Okay. If I get her contact information,
yeah, that'd be perfect.
For you, would you talk to her?
I'll be glad to.
And I would say if you're happy with it.
Well, I don't know. I think council should understand how good to trust the data, right? I'll be glad to sit down with anyone on council to show them, because I can call up my survey and show them exactly how I've done them and how you can get bad data, because I've got some before.
I will get that information.
Okay, that's perfect.
Can you do one through Facebook or something like that where you have any identity?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it,
yeah.
And as long as she has a plan, I'm okay with that, right?
You can give them the site where the survey is available.
Well,
we need to. She can recommend that.
Yeah, she needs to answer the question.
David's on a great point. She'll understand the question.
Yeah.
Right.
But we do probably need to offer paper to some. Nobody wants to collate 1,900 responses, but we might have to offer paper to some folks. Our average age is, 58 in the town?
Yeah, that's the other issue, right? Yeah. Is
so
well, or people, they come to town hall and you let them sign on our computer and fill it out.
Over what period of time is this going to be available to fill out?
We probably should ask her recommendation.
That's part of the whole process,
I would say
because
it's available for a couple of weeks.
Because if we're going to have activities in town, downtown or something, we probably ought to have paper surveys available.
But you don't know who you're handing them out to.
Well, at least I know they're being handed out to somebody who's in Cary Beach at the time.
Yeah, I think we asked, you know, one of the questions that I always put on there is, you know, are you a owner or a renter or a resident or a visitor?
That is on here.
And it's
on
I think there. She has.
Yeah,
it's
in yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed it. I apologize. But yeah. Normally that I put that at the beginning so that you classify yourself before you start. But
it's in the back, I think. That
was the last one.
Trying to get you clever, you're already committed by the time you get there. Right?
And there's
yeah,
one
okay, there we go. Okay, yeah, so this yeah. Part six. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's good, right? So the demographics, but I just want to know how she controls that. And I'll talk to her and I'll tell you guys what I think, and then you guys can decide what you want to do about it, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and while you're doing that, go on and ask her, is it better to get this out during the holidays, or should
right.
We wait till first of the year?
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, a lot of it will love to get lost.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have any updates. Although three of us have been to a meeting the last couple of days that has been fairly educational, and Craig, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, I can elaborate. We went to the North Carolina Beach and the Waterways meeting. The meeting was well attended the first day in a number of individuals. I was a little disappointed with the elected representation from our county and from the communities that surround us. But the information that was provided was very scientific. It had an awful lot to do with groins and terminal groins, and an awful lot of demonstration on the values where these projects have been, where the tools have been used to really add value to the beaches. Just a lot of data. I mean, do you have anything you want to add to that, Joe?
I also was a little surprised that none of the, you could tell the election was over because none of the recently elected officials were there.
Nice.
But just showing the value of, the big thing was talking about the ownership down here, especially in relation to getting tax dollars for beach renourishment. You know, there's a ton of people, Wake County, that own a home down here. Some of the larger cities across the entire country, showing that, you know, if someone says, well, we in the mountains don't support beach renourishment, you know, well, we have to remove snow for y'all. So it's okay. One way or the other, you know, we all have to live together here. So I think that showed a lot of value in the argument that if our elected officials present it appropriately, could help get the state money for the renourishment.
I'd say Senator Lee had a very good presentation on the three studies that bills were passed this year to require the state to do those three studies. And one is the one that Joseph is referring to, as to where do people really come from on the beach communities. And I didn't write down every little number, although his presentation will be available.
Yeah, they're going to send that as a PDF.
Yeah.
So.
But it appeared that Cary Beach had a very high number of people from other areas of the state and other areas of the country. And in fact, that made a point that somewhere there was a family from Switzerland that owned property at one of our beaches. And I let them know that's Cary Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they live right over there on Settlers.
Yeah, the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, yeah, right behind the two of us. So that was kind of exciting. But the other two studies, most of all, have to do with the economics of tourism and coastal things, jobs that are created, money that comes in for the state and for the feds, money from the not just the tourist industry, but the hospitality industry, the seafood industry. And as he pointed out, ad nauseum. The studies were supposed to be finished November 1st. Then we understood from another young lady that the study, the main study, is finished. It's on the governor's desk, and so it hasn't been made public yet. But what they emphasized was that when the legislature gets together this year, we now, for the first time, have an opportunity to have data with us to show to people, whether they're in Fayetteville or in Swain County or in Polk County or wherever, that the impact of tourism on the coast and what we do here is important to the entire state, and how and why that's important. And we'll actually have data to show that, and what would happen, what we would lose in this state if we lost our coastal communities, or most of all for funding for beach renourishment, if the beaches went away to the extent that people no longer wanted to travel here, and what it would do to all of those businesses and industries. And along with that, Kathleen, who is now the staff person for this organization, is working very strongly with the board to see to it that we have an agenda similar to the League of Municipalities, with a list of goals for what we want to advocate for in the legislature this year. And she'll be asking all of us to give recommendations for things in particular. Yes, the recommendation we put into the league to support funding for infrastructure projects such as beach renourishment and inlet dredging was approved by the League of Municipalities, and obviously that'll be a big issue with the byways group. But if there are other ones, like it's going to come up again, redistribution of sales tax. And if we want to be sure, we're already on record with byways to, yes, do whatever you can to lobby against that, because it could hurt so many of us. But any other ones you can think of, even looking at the ones that came down through the league, if there's something in particular you think the eight coastal communities should get together as a coalition and go together as a group and not be doing this individual thing with Curie Beach wants this, but Currituck wants that, but working together as a coalition.
The studies will show what a dollar invested returns to the state.
Oh, yeah.
And it will also show what is returned to the rest of the state due to the expenditures during season along the entire coastline.
Yeah.
Because that is the generator for a lot of the state.
Yeah, I wrote a couple of those down, and for sand on the beach or coastal storm damage reduction, the money we spend for beach nourishment is a 66.5-1 return on investment. And for our inlets, they had two figures there, 34.1 or 47.8 per dollar spent. That's the return on investment that we're getting. But yes, that study will show us on a lot of things what our return on investment is, and hopefully help us to win some of the other legislators in the state over to our side. Because I think, as one individual there pointed out, when someone up in the mountains, a legislator up in the mountains, was complaining about, well, all you do is put the sand on there and then it's gone. And she said, yes, and all you do is put the snow on there and then it's gone. So, do some comparisons there. But it was really, really very educational this year.
Well,
some great speakers.
What needs to be done is to educate the other part, especially the western part of the state.
Yeah, yeah. And now, hopefully, we'll have some ammunition to do that.
I'm sure, so, they could show them. For the dollars, your portion of the dollar that goes to the beach, you get X amount back.
Right.
So you ought to put a lot more of your money into the beach because it's a good return. But in any case.
And I would like to say Representative Frank Eiler from Brunswick County was there both days and very involved in mm-hmm. all of the discussions and extremely supportive. And from what he said today, he is chairman of the Transportation Committee now mm-hmm. in the House. And so,
So can he stop us from getting sued?
Let's not go there. But it was very good. I wish the two of you could have been there with us. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Anything else you have to report?
Not on that.
Okay, what else would you like to report?
Okay, the only other thing, I did want to bring up two quick items. One item is that we've got storm fencing along our boardwalk that is in seriously destroyed by the hurricane. And I think what we need to do is take a look at either removing it or replacing it. I mean, but I think maybe removing it now because some of it is, you know, wound around mm-hmm. and pointing at the...
It's rustic.
Yes, that too.
Need some cows out there.
So, I mean, from that perspective, I think we ought to take a look at it because it doesn't reflect on the beauty that we have down there. The other item is that...
Want to pass that?
Yep, I will.
I guess that's it. That's the only item I need to talk about right now.
Okay. I think that fence in there is more is a deterrent to keep people to do, and it's great.
Yeah. We'll have to look if it's required or not, whether to replace it, or I'll talk with Sonny about that. And he'll communicate with council which way
is. There's more as a deterrent than anything else.
Right.
Joseph, do you have anything you'd like to report?
No, ma'am.
Sure. So just one update to council. So I went and met with Mr. and Mrs. Spencer at 741 Settlers this afternoon. That's where the sinkhole's in the back of their yard, where we're waiting to line the piping. The piping company's delayed us multiple times, most recently because of all the flooding from Matthew, right? So they were scheduled to be here 3 weeks ago, and with all the problems that happened, their current schedule is to get back to us the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, which is the 30th, I believe. The citizens are very understanding, but, you know, it's been a really long time. Sonny agrees it's been a really long time. If the vendor puts us off again, Sonny's guys will go do work in their yard and attempt to put a temporary pipe in there to fill in that hole. So what I committed to them is that on the 30th, someone will be working in their backyard, either the vendors or our guys working on that. Right now it is covered up. They were very complimentary of Jimmy and the work he's done. They were not as satisfied with the fact that it's taken so long, right? So they were good to talk with. They're really nice people. And so for council, on the 30th, someone's gonna be working back there. I'm hoping it's our vendor lining the piping. Otherwise it will be our public works guys, just so the council's aware. There are a couple of other people that are upset or concerned about stormwater issues in multiple places. If you remember, Sonny said it was a 2-year plan to address those. He's ahead of schedule on his 2-year plan, but he's focused on stormwater issues that have threatened houses to the point of water in houses. The current people that you're seeing emails from, it does cover the road on Mackerel, but it has not been where it was in a house. And we made sure of that.
Oh, it's not even there.
I know. Yeah.
And so, they're also relatively new to Curie Beach.
Right.
They're
and
not
so,
familiar with our
right.
history.
But he is going to work in those, but he's committed to fixing places where there's potential damage to people's homes before he fixes the road on Mackerel. So his plan is to get to it. It was a 2-year program that he's been advancing. The contractors have slowed us a little bit, so we'll continue to work with that. And if you get questioned about it, just point out that we've put funding on it. Sonny is prioritizing it with our contractors, but those contractors are the same people that got called for all the flooding. And so they've put us on a back burner because it's emergency stuff. They're trying to restore access to roads, and we fall way underneath that. So I'm sure it's frustrating to people, but recognize that's just the way it works. So, and you can refer them to me and Sonny.
I unfortunately thought Mr. Spencer was talking about the situation up the street here, which is two stop signs.
No,
the
it's not.
Street
it was not.
With the two big holes.
Yep.
Please do not drive down there in your little sports car, or the bottom of it will be destroyed. If you don't notice those holes, they can do a lot of damage to your car. So I hope he will take a look at that.
He will. He saw your email, so.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Anything else, guys?
Make a motion we close.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Awesome.